every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
It's 22 minutes after 7. As we step into the fourth and final quarter of this year, the narrative around land reform will need to be clearly explained by the governing party if we are to position South Africa as an attractive environment for foreign and local investors. And according to Hamlet Hlomendlini, who is the agri-economist specialist at APSA Agribusiness, the land reform debate should not deter farmers from reinvesting in their operations. Hamlet, thank you so much for your time this morning. So let's perhaps talk a little bit about the mood when it comes to expropriation without compensation, perhaps since the beginning of the year, right up until now. Are you getting a sense that when it comes to explaining what it is and how it might work out, we're actually doing that, doing justice to that particular topic?
Good morning, Nastasia. Thank you for having me. Well, answering your question, I think it's actually... we have to look at what is happening at the moment. And I think since the land reform debate has taken place on December last year, after the ANC National Executive Conference, we've seen a change, for instance, in tones, you know, and we've also seen that different stakeholders are coming to the table and are discussing the solutions. And I think that is the most fundamental thing, that is the most important thing that we need to look at going forward. Of course, there hasn't been enough explanation in terms of what will this land expropriation without compensation entail. And I suppose that having those engagements with these different stakeholders, which the government has opened to, is going to actually be able to put exactly what it means to actually embark on this journey of expropriation of land without compensation when all stakeholders actually come to the table and discuss.
What do you make of, I suppose, the banking sector's, you know, probably appetite to advance further loans to farmers? Do you think that's slowly waning, or there is no sufficient evidence as yet that they are starting to feel the impact as well?
Well, Nastasia, we have to look at a number of things here. And I think it's very important that when we look at the sector, we look at the sector holistically in terms of what are the sectors that affect any kind of advances when it comes to loan application and banks financing individual farmers, you know. So it's very important that when we look at that, we look at things holistically. But to your question, according to BASA, which is the Banking Association of South Africa, you know, they have actually stated that their farming debt has increased. You know, they have seen it increasing. That means that there's actually enough evidence to contest any claim that farmers are taking less loans since the news of expropriation without compensation broke out. What we've seen actually is that the farm debt held by banks in South Africa has increased, standing like, for instance, at 60%. And from our perspective at APSAM, we've also seen our book increasing slightly over the period in question. So there's absolutely no enough evidence that the farming debt of farmers are taking less loans since the proposal of expropriation without compensation. Of course, if there is something like that, it might be in areas that are isolated, and we have to take the issues of the drought as well into that question as well, because it cannot be solely in those areas because of the proposed expropriation without compensation, so now farmers are taking less loans. They might be under a lot of pressure because of the drought that they have experienced, especially in the areas close to the Western Cape, Northern Cape, and the Western and the Eastern Cape.
What can we say about the sector's GDP performance so far?
Well, we know that it has been very disappointing in the previous crisis. And That, of course, we attribute to a number of things, and most of that is to the drought. And we know that the Western Cape in particular, which contributes, you know, about 20% to the agricultural GDP, was heavily hit by drought. And when we saw those numbers, you know, we did not, it was not a shocker for us. It was something that we expected, because the country has gone through the worst drought, especially in the Western Cape, as I alluded to already. But we are also seeing that going to the next quarters, maybe the third quarter results, we'll see something totally different, because the maize industry or the grain industry is doing well. And we see that also in the fourth quarter, we're anticipating that the agricultural sector will actually contribute significantly positive to the GDP. And the first quarter of 2019, we're seeing the very same thing, because now output in number of commodities would have increased significantly.
We've never had this conversation before, but I wanted to know your thoughts on the land reform advisory panel and the people that constitute that panel.
One thing that I can say, Nastasia, is that the panel is very much recommendable from different stakeholders in the industry. And the reason for that is because of the caliber of the people that constitute that panel. We've got agriculture, a very prominent agriculture economist there, Wandile Sehlobo, and I'm very sure you know him. We've got a person like Advocate Ngai Thobi, who's a constitutional lawyer. We've got people sitting in different agricultural groupings, like your AgriSA, your AFASAM. So we do have confidence in the advisory panel, given their understanding of the sector, that whatever recommendation is coming out of them, it is a recommendation that will be best suited for South Africa and the agricultural sector, and it will put the economy and the agricultural sector as a whole in a very good footing going forward. That is if the recommendations that they propose are taken up by the president.
Hamlet, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Hamlet Tlomindlini, who is the Agri-Economist Specialist at Absa Agribusiness. Let's have a look at news headlines.